Let us pray. O God, our Father, you see us living in an unsteady and confusing world. Show us that your ways give more life than the ways of the world, and that following you is better than chasing after selfish goals. Help us to take failure not as a measure of our worth, but as a chance for a new start. Give us strength to hold our faith in you and to keep alive our joy in your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It would certainly seem that we are at the present living in an unsteady and confusing place in our lives. For us to be gathered today here at St. Paul's with just a handful of people is so outside the norm of what we usually expect. I don't know how long this will last. I don't know how long we will be asked to do things differently. But I do know one thing for sure. And that is that God's people gathered together is more powerful and more meaningful than anything we can imagine. And God's people being gathered together does not simply mean being gathered together within the confines of a building. Being God's people, being called to be God's people in the world, is what we continually are called to be as we profess the Christian faith. In our gospel this morning, Jesus, in his conversation with the woman at the well and to his disciples, said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me." At this time, and in whatever place we find ourselves, we are continually called to do the will of God. To do the will of God by serving one another, by serving the common good instead of serving that which gives us the most comfort. We are called to be God's people active in proclaiming our faith by word and by action. These times will no doubt be difficult for many of us. For those who count on the presence of others in our lives, these times can be lonely. But as God's people, we will reach out in love and concern for others, checking on our neighbors, seeing what we can do, checking on one another, checking on anyone who may feel isolated or alone. Because it is in doing this that we most fully become the body of Christ here on earth. These times will not be easy, and certainly they will be different. But the thing that remains the same is that we gather as God's people, no matter where we are, we share the presence of the risen Christ with us. The fact that this church building is closed doesn't limit us being the church. We are the church. And the world will see and know that though doors may be closed, hearts are open to serve God and His will right here and right now. Let us pray. God of the present moment, God who in Jesus stills the storm and soothes the frantic heart, bring hope and courage to all who wait or work in uncertainty. Bring hope that you will make them equal to whatever lies ahead. Bring them courage to endure what cannot be avoided. For your will is health and wholeness, for you are God, and we need you. Amen. Let us now stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.